Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending August the 3rd. The numbers look like this. 90% of the corn crop is silking versus 78% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 88%. 36% of the corn crop is in dough stage versus 17% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 29%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 73%. That's down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 20%. Poor, 5%. Very poor, 2%. Soybeans blooming, 85% versus 76% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 83%. Soybeans setting pods, 57% versus 38% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 48%. Soybean conditions, there was no change from the previous report. Good to excellent, 71%, fair, 23%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 1%. FC Stone yesterday estimated the U.S. 2014 corn crop at 14.455 billion bushels with an average yield of 172.4. The company projected the U.S. 2014 soybean harvest at 3.865 billion bushels, with an average yield of 46 bushels to the acre. The estimates are FC Stone's first of the 2014 growing season and are based on a survey of the company's customers, among other factors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,518, it's down 51 points. The NASDAQ 3890, down 6. The S&P 500 1927, down 4.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've got basically a few showers scattering across a part of the Midwest, but there's not much left of the storms that occurred last night across parts of the Wisconsin, Illinois, eastern Iowa area. Some of those locations picked up on some locally heavy rainfall, some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts being reported across parts of that region. And the majority of the precipitation was interpreted as being beneficial. There is going to be a lot more rain coming up here over the next few days, and mostly concentrated on the western Corn Belt, the very same areas that have been suffering from dryness for a very long period of time. So Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, even western and southern parts of Illinois and western Kentucky will all be included in this wetter bias that is expected to prevail over the next several days. It'll all begin tonight in the northwest part of Iowa and South Dakota and northeastern Nebraska as we see the first of several rounds of precipitation that will occur across that area, and each one will head off to the southeast, passing through a big part of the western Corn Belt. So by the time we get to this point next week, all of these areas that are running on short to very short topsoil moisture are likely to find themselves looking at adequate to surplus moisture, at least in the topsoil. And we'll expect to see crops to respond positively to this environment, with a great deal of aggressive development resuming across some of the region, with soybeans probably taking most advantage of the moisture since those crops are still the most immature, obviously. We will expect to see the precipitation still continuing periodically across the western portions of the Corn Belt as we move on into the weekend and into the early part of next week. Wave after wave of energy will come across these areas. In the meantime, the eastern Midwest is not likely to see a tremendous amount of precipitation. It won't be dry, but the showers that occur in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana are going to be infrequent and mostly quite light. until we get to next week. And at that point, we will encounter some greater opportunity for more meaningful rainfall. We are also going to transition back into a cooler weather pattern as we move into the middle and latter parts of next week. That's a long way out in the forecast, but our trend model has been suggesting this for several weeks, that mid-August would be a cooler bias period. If we take all of this rain that we're advertising and then follow it up with cool weather, the odds are pretty good that the moisture is going to stick around in the soil for an extended period of time, helping to support these crops in the long haul. And so, therefore, it's very low probability that we're going to have serious heat and moisture stress across the region, at least through the third week of this month, and we might even be able to finish out the month still with favorable conditions. Now, there's always that potential we could turn hot and dry, but there are no signs of any strong ridge of high pressure building into the region after we get involved with the cooler air, but we'll continue to watch for that. There's still that possibility. The bottom line is certainly a favorable one, though, for the majority of the Midwest. And it's not just here in the Midwest where conditions are mostly favorable. There's a lot of places overseas doing well with their development. First, a quick comment on southeastern Canada's corn and soybean production region. Those areas are also in very good shape, just like the U.S. They've been dealing with a little bit more cool air periodically, and they do need to warm up. But China is looking better. Some of the dryness in parts of China is going to be eased up. And, of course, India is still dealing with a poor performance in the monsoon, but they are getting some timely rain that is beneficial, at least for right now. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 635 down 3.5. Soft September wheat, 542 down 2. September corn, 354.25 down 4.5. December, 364.5 down 4.75. Now it's down 5. Go out to July at 392.75 down 5. August soybeans, 1219 down 13.5. September, 1075 down 20.25. November, 1059.25 down 20.25. August soybean meal, 382.90 down $5.30. September, 355.90 down 4.90. August soybean oil, 35.51 down 51. September, 35.59 down 53. August live cattle, 158.75 up 52.5. August feeders, 222.65 up 167.5. And August lean hogs, 116.92.5 now 90. They're down 17.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday afternoon when we left, there was some hope that we might see some upward follow-through to those technical indicators we saw on Monday with November soybeans and December corn making new lows before making some movement upwards, but we're not getting it today, are we, Pete?
No, we are not. And good scattered rains and more of it than expected and further east than expected. We've got anywhere from none to 4 inches that we've been reported, and it went a lot further east than what the industry had thought it would.
And then we have FC Stone coming out at 14.455 on the corn and 3.865 on soybeans. It doesn't appear that there is anybody in the trade that you can find that's under 170.
No, and they were at 172.5 and 46 on beans. They also, the good to excellent rating was unchanged in beans, which was, I think, surprising to some, thinking that that would be lower. But an awful lot of places got an inch plus of rain also overnight, and all of that helping push things lower.
So we're rattling down the track on our way to the August WASDE and crop production reports next week. If USDA doesn't have 170, is there anybody going to even believe that report?
I doubt it.
Yeah. And what about on the beans? What would the you think?
I would think they would expect it to be at least 45 and maybe higher. on the beans, especially with these recent rains that we had. Everybody was poo-pooing the beans because of no rain lately, and you know, that rains last night, and then scattered showers for the next 4 or 5 days could add to that.
The narrative is everybody knows it's a big crop, and at some point you have to think, well, the big crops, that piece of news is factored into the marketplace. So the only way the numbers go down further is the crop is way bigger or demand is not there, yes?
Well, that's possible either way, and but I think that right now the demand is there. We're selling the heck out of things and using the heck out of things, and so that demand is there. And the wheat of being up has helped support corn a little bit, but you know, just because the wheat has lots of usage in the world and lots of it available doesn't mean cheaper corn won't be used instead.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 364.5, down 5, now down 4.75. And November beans are 10.58 3/4, down 20 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.